And good morning and welcome to our Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Saturday, July 18th at Diamond Jack's Casino, the Multicultural Center of the South presents A Taste of Culture. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios is Janice Gatlin. She's the program director for the Multicultural Center of the South, and she's here to fill us in on the details. Janice, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So give us an idea. Obviously, the music in the background is kind of a tip, but give us an idea of the theme for this year's.
This year's theme is called A Passage to India. We're going to be highlighting the Indian culture here in Northwest Louisiana.
How expansive is the Indian culture?
We've got a large Indian culture here, and it's growing every year. All of our Asian cultures are growing because of the medical center.
Ah, okay. So
yes.
So now, one of the things you're going to do, obviously, food is, you know, a taste of culture. Food is going to be a big part of this. Can you give us some highlights on what folks will be tasting, and also that it's not just Indian food. There'll be many other kinds of cuisine as well.
Oh, yeah, there'll be many other food. And we're going to have the Indian food there. All three of the restaurants are going to be participating this year. Indigo, India Restaurant, and the new one in Bossier, Bombay Dreams.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
They'll all be participating this year with the chicken masala. That's one of the dishes, and they're going to be doing two or three more. We're going to have Chef Killian from Diamond Jack's. He's going to be preparing a German dish. I believe it's going to be spatzel that he's going to be doing this year.
Yeah.
We're going to have African peg salad from Africa. And Creole, we're going to have corn mock shoe. That's one of the dishes we're going to have. Cajun red beans and rice.
Traditional
Native
fare,
American is... We have a Native American dish this year, which is new. It's called Three Sisters Stew. So that's another one. Chinese, we're going to have General Tso chicken. We're going to have Vietnamese food this year.
Yeah.
That's another addition. Each year, we always try to get a new food in. So this year, we've got three. We've got, and also Haiti. We're going to have Haitian shrimp and rice that's going to be prepared.
So in addition to that, there's also going to be music. This is going to be a well-rounded experience, folks.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to fill your ears and your nostrils and your taste buds and your vision.
And you're going to learn a little something. Yep. And educational as well.
Yeah. So the music, who's going to be performing this year?
Ashni and Marnie Modi will be performing, and Malvia Rao from the Indian community here. They're going to be doing the dance numbers this year.
Okay, so they're going to do some traditional classical Indian dance?
And maybe a little Bollywood, too.
Oh, okay. All right, so that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
And then this year, you're going to have a couple of MCs, and they're going to be doing not only the silent auction, but hosting the event. Who's your MCs this year?
We're going to have Sharice Gibson from KSLA.
Okay.
And your very own Kate Archkent
is going to be there. All right. Yeah. So folks who, the voice in the morning, if you've never seen the voice, you've heard it. But if you've never seen it, you get a chance to come on out and meet Kate at this event as well. And what else can patrons expect to experience at this year's event?
Basically, like I said, a lot of food, a lot of fun, and just getting to meet other people and meet the other cultures and just having a good time. Nothing brings folks together more better than food, good food, and music.
And what will you be auctioning off in the silent auction?
Oh, we have lots of. We've got all kinds of gift baskets from Cuban liquor. We've got things from Kid Russ. A lot of the local restaurants here, a restaurant Giuseppe, is offering off a gift certificate. Dang's Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Pho La Mor, the other Vietnamese restaurant. They'll be there. They're auctioning off a gift certificate.
Okay, so a lot of cool things to bid on there.
Jewelry, LSU baskets.
Ah,
we've got two beautiful LSU baskets to auction off.
So if you're a Tiger fan, come on out for that as well. So now the Multicultural Center, give us an idea, the background of that, how long has that been going on, and what's your mission?
The center was actually established in 1999. And we actually moved into our building in 2005.
Okay.
This was a vision of Senator Greg Tarver. He wanted a place where all of the cultures could come together, have activities, and just display their culture on display.
Okay, so that's a part of your mission. And you also do some children's outreach programs.
We do lots of, and that's kind of our main focus is the children. You know, you start to teach while they're young.
Right.
And then they'll grow. grow. And when a lot of our programs are geared toward the young people, we go into to Caddo schools. We do a lot of programs there. We have an after school program over at the 81st ECE, and it's aftercare. We provide tutoring for those that need the tutoring. And then if you got working moms, some of them, you know, don't have a place for the kid to go after school, right. So they're there still in a safe and learning environment.
So it provides some after school opportunities and some fun, you know, for the kids. Always, you know, new experiences just open up their eyes. And you know,
yes.
Especially colorful experiences, which of course come with culture around the world.
That's true.
Way we use colors and design in our various expressions is absolutely fabulous.
That's true. We're also doing in the process now, we do every year a program at the Caddo Juvenile Detention Center. While the kids are there, they still have to be in a learning environment. So one of the things we do is we go in, we put on a camp for them during the summertime, and each year they learn a different culture. This year they're learning about Louisiana. The theme is down on the bayou.
All right. So these are at-risk youth, and we're trying to do what we can to steer them back onto a proper path.
Right.
So excellent.
Right.
So if you could briefly share some of the other services that you do as an organization, you're going out to the youth, but you also did one earlier this summer. It was interesting to me. You taught kids how to write their name in cuneiform?
Right. Cuneiform is one of the oldest forms of writing. It's actually before hieroglyphic.
Right.
A lot of people are not familiar with it. And that part of our summer program, when the different camps come to the center for their tours, well, we always like to offer a hands-on activity, something that they can take back with them.
Right.
And our new administrative assistant is from Iran. She's Persian. And she came up with the idea about doing the cuneiform writing. And so they've been writing their name in cuneiform, and they get to take it home with them.
I joke with my bosses around here. You know, a computer hard drive can store a lot of data, but it can crash too, and all that data goes away. They have cuneiform. They know what people had for lunch 3,000 years ago.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So
right.
You talk about permanent records.
Right.
When you write in brick and clay, it sticks around.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
Well, now, one of the other things you do every year is really cool event. I got to visit it last year, called Christmas Around the World.
Oh yeah, that's one of our most fun events that we have, other than the Taste of Culture. What we do at the center, we take all the exhibits, and whatever exhibit is there, we decorate at the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that, so you have 17 different Christmas trees, and they're decorated from the different cultures.
Oh, okay.
And then it's another way too, because there's no charge for that.
Right.
That's our little community party where everybody, if you haven't had a chance to come to the center, you can come.
Chance to have some fun, celebrate, and have an experience looking at how other folks kind of shine during the Christmas season.
Right,
so.
Right.
Well, who are your sponsors? I mean, you have a lot of organizations that help you out, obviously. Giuseppe's, you know, donating the basket and stuff. Who are some of your other sponsors this year that you'd like to tip your hat to?
AEP SWEPCO, Red River Bank, AT&T, the Louisiana State Museum is another one of our Roberts Management Group, Eldorado Casino, and as you know, Diamond Jack's our major sponsor.
Right.
They have been so generous to us for the last 3 years. They have allowed us to have our event there, and it's been awesome.
Excellent. So,
yes.
Well, do you have any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
I just want to invite everybody to come out. Have a good time. If you got an outfit from India, wear it. Or if you got an outfit from another country, wear that one also. We'd love to have, we want to see you. And just remember, all of this goes to promoting and helping with the children's programs that we have. None of this goes towards our salaries or operating the building. It all goes back to programs.
All going in for the kids. So
yes.
Well, Janice, I want to thank you for joining me today.
And thank you so much for having me.
You bet. That was Janice Gatlin, Program Director for the Multicultural Center of the South, and she joined me in our Knoll Foundation studios today to tell us about this year's A Taste of Culture, centered on the theme of a passage to India. This culinary event takes place Saturday, July 18th at 6 p.m. at Diamond Jack's Casino, and you can find more information online by visiting the Multicultural Center of the South at www.mccsouth.org, or you can call 318-424-1380. That's 318-424-1380. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.